WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
You're listening to WCOMLP-FM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 103.5 FM on your radio dial. The West End Report, Friday Focus on the Arts with Jackie Helvey, is coming up next. WCOM and the West End Report are grateful for the support of Community Realty, located at Valley Park Condos, 224 Valley Park Drive in Chapel Hill. To learn more about their real estate services, you can visit www.communityrealtync.com or call 919-932-1990. Let's talk a little bit about the weather before we talk about what's going on here in the arts for the weekend and for tonight. Tonight, overnight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s, light and variable winds. And let's see, Jackie, you're on two, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Saturday, cloudy with 50% chance of rain. Much cooler with highs in the upper 40s. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy. Again, lows in the mid-30s. It's going to be chilly. Sunday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. And then for next week, it's going to be, you know, hopping around in the 40s. And
did you say snow next week? Somebody told me snow.
No, really?
Yeah.
No.
Debbie told me that today.
I see Wednesday, they say a 30% chance of showers, but nothing about snow.
It got chilly today, I thought. It sort of fooled you a little bit, you know?
We're going to be reminded that we're still in February.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Coming week, so. But it's been a nice little break that we've had. So what's up?
There's a lot going on.
Jack-a-lina.
Tonight is Art Walk Night. And I've got a whole bunch of information here. So this, and we hopefully will have a guest. Zach Ward is coming from DSI, if he remembers.
Well, he's got a whole.
In the middle of a
whole town full of comedians coming in. So
500.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, anyway, this information was taken from various websites, and you can check out Carrboro.com and walkcarrboro.com for more Carrboro stuff. If you have anything you'd like announced or would like to be a guest, you can email jackie@carrboro.com. And I want to say that I saw, have you seen the walkcarrboro.com, Walk Carrboro brochures that are out?
I think I was looking at the Carrboro Citizen today, and they mentioned that the maps are available.
Oh, man, they're beautiful. They're just beautiful.
And I always wanted to ask if we could get some maps to have here for people to
pick up. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you can.
Yeah, should I just email
and they've got
them
this,
or something?
It's Jesse Kalischer, I think his wife is taking care of it. And I'm sure that they'll probably have a bunch of them at Town Hall and all over the place.
Yeah, there's a list in there. They say the people that are listed on the map
have them also.
But unfortunately, we're not listed on the map.
Yeah, well,
we're not a business, but still.
You had to pay to be on it. But,
oh, you did.
I mean, it's a great thing because.
It is. It's a beautiful thing.
You know, we hadn't done one since 1998, mm-hmm. I think. Mm. We, you know, that come mill around our town.
Right.
Which was very nice, and we've been talking about doing this for years, so. Thank y'all.
Yeah.
Whoever's responsible, it's beautiful, a beautiful product, and thank you for coming up with it because I'm sure it will be very helpful.
And
to
if you
draw
go to the website, you can see the map.
The
it's
map,
really
and
neat.
Oh, it's beautifully mm-hmm. illustrated. It's a fabulous product, very high quality, very nice product. Congrats, y'all. At the Art Center tonight, artcenterlive.org, 300 East Main Street. From 8 to midnight, come join us for Valentine's Day this Friday for the second Friday Open Jazz Jam and Art and Soul Open Mic. Valentine's Day party at the Art Center. The new house band, Invis, will be playing, and live performers are invited to come and perform with us for the Art and Soul portion. So if you're a spoken word artist, musician, comedian, or any other type of live performer, come and show us what you've got. A small fee includes complimentary non-alcoholic sparkling wine for guests, catered Caribbean food from Patelicious. Come early between 7 and 8 and listen to music of WCOM's own DJ Smooth Jazz.
Yahoo!
Play his collection of jazz. And tonight at 8, I think it is. I forgot. Yeah, maybe 8. Transactors Improv, The Love Show. The joys and tortures of romantic love and lots of kissing are at the heart of this transactors tradition. And then also, the Orange County Artists Guild is reaching into the community with a series of annual presentations titled Out of the Studio. Judith Ernst, well-known local ceramist and author, will launch the series with a lavishly illustrated talk about how she makes her art.
So she's a ceramic artist and has written?
Yes.
A book.
And her work is just beautiful. She used to be down at the Clay Center. I'm not sure if she still is or not. In Envisioning the Unseen, the relationship between vision and sight, Ernst will describe how she develops her pots in her imagination before fashioning them in reality. And then tomorrow night at 8:30 is Lucy Kaplansky with Lucy Wainwright Roach. And in the Center Gallery this month at the Art Center is acrylic paintings by Shannon Bucher. In the East End Gallery is etchings by Mary Mendel. The Carborough Century Center at 100 North Greensboro Street, townofcarborough.org, tonight from 7 to 11 features the Triangle Country Dance. And tomorrow night from 7 to 11:30 is Triangle Swing Dance. The art there this month is local artist Susan Powell exhibiting her quilt art. She uses colors and patterns and fabric to create vibrant works of art. And the Lunchbox series that happens on Thursdays through the end of February from noon to 1 features the best local and regional performers. Open Eye Cafe provides free coffee.
Very nice.
Never seen you up there.
At Open Eye?
Yeah. No, at the Lunchbox series.
No, that's true.
It's Thursdays. It's a good series, and it'll be this coming Thursday will be Ski Daddle.
Mm-hmm.
They're the group that was playing in that movie, that documentary film that the guy made.
Oh, right.
Remember?
Right.
It's a four-piece acoustic string band that plays with the intensity of a vaudevillian volleyball troupe. Ski Daddle performs all manner of Americana roots music, including pre-war swing, jug band music, jump blues, Dixieland, rockabilly, old-time, Hawaiian, and hokum.
All right.
Do you know Steve Fishman?
No.
He plays in that band, and he's also an artist. I want to have him on here sometime. He teaches art at Alamance, but he's a printmaker and stuff. Where are we? Carborough Town Hall, 301 West Main Street. The art this month is Ralph Wickstrom, People, Places, and Things, watercolor paintings. Subjects range from Carborough Farmers Market to scenes from other states and countries. At Cat's Cradle at 300 East Main Street, catscradle.com. Tonight at 9 is Carbon Leaf and Trip. And tomorrow night at 9:30 is the Walk on Thin Air CD release party featuring the Old Ceremony and Roman Candle. That sounds like a great concert. At DSI, as I said, or maybe I didn't say yet, DSIComedyTheater.com, February 12th through 21st. Yeah, I did say 500 comedians will descend on Carborough and Chapel Hill for the 9th Annual North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival.
That's almost scary.
That is. All those troubled souls. You gotta have a sick and twisted history to be a comedian, I'm convinced. All that pain.
Right.
But anyhow, we love y'all and we're so glad you're here.
Yeah.
So we can laugh at you.
No, laugh with.
Yeah. Well, you got to laugh. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. So anyhow, it's 10 days of nonstop knee slappers promising to leave thousands doubled over, howled with busted guts. And we'll hear more about that if Zach decides to show up. Okay, at Fleet Feet Gallery, 406 East Main Street. This sounds like a good show, too. FleetFeetSports.com. I wonder if I can walk down there after. Chief, Justin Hall, Todd Emmert, and Justin Blatt, four local artists of varying backgrounds, have united for their first collective show, along with four local musical acts, and will bring you ear-pounding and eye-bleeding entertainment. That's what sounded so good to me, the eye-bleeding part.
Oh, absolutely.
The common theme is reflection.
I think I'm getting old.
And the medium is mirrors. I used to have a friend who had a band named Bleed.
Uh-huh.
You know who it was? It was Dex Rombleber's brother, Joe.
Oh, no
kidding.
Yeah,
he had a band named Bleed. That was a long time ago.
I didn't even know Dexter had a brother.
Are you kidding me, man? No. There's a whole bunch of them, and they're all musicians.
Well, Dexter is the only one I've heard of, because he was in the same class as my daughter at Chapel Hill High School.
Oh, yeah?
So I heard about him way back.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And actually, when I was...
Somewhat of a legend.
He came to the... When the community kitchen was over there on Merritt Mill Road, he came in and played one time at the piano
for
everybody. And I tell you, there were people there who knew the old blues and the old rhythms and so on and so forth, and they were in awe.
Oh, that's cool.
Of the way that kid at that time got at that piano.
Isn't that
he
funny?
Made us all rock. Anyway.
See, you still got it in you, Andre. Okay, let's see. Let's go from eye-bleeding entertainment to Jesse Kalischer's gallery at 209 East Main Street, Kalischer.com. Inside Passage, Jesse Kalischer's indelible images of Alaska are featured this month at the gallery. Come see spectacular images of glaciers, snow peaked mountains, and the Inside Passage. The Smithsonian National Museum of American History Department of Photography has acquired 10 of Jesse's limited edition prints and added them to their permanent collection. Of note, two of them are their first prints of President Barack Obama. That's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And at Main Street Gallery, 405 East Main Street, offering up new exhibits featuring work by many local artists, including Maggie Grace and Linda Carmel. And the merch at 101 Lloyd Street, themerch.net, is having an opening tonight. But, Chip, you didn't get me your info, so you have to call them at 933-6037 to find out who's exhibiting there. But they are over there behind the scooter store on Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
You should go by and check that place out anyway. It's a nice little production place.
I need to follow through on my idea about getting out and walking Carrboro.
Right.
There's
pick
a lot
up a
to
walk
see.
Carrboro map and you'll be all set.
Absolutely.
Okay, Carrboro Branch Library exhibit at McDougall Schools, The Garden, Images of a Community Garden in Cedar Grove, North Carolina, January 17th through March 31st. This exhibition comprises the photographic images of 9 participants in the Cedar Grove Community Gardening Project, which was established to heal the wounds in that community after 2005 murder. There will be an exhibition-related program during the life of the show. This exhibit was also chosen to coincide with the 12th Annual Community Dinner on Sunday, March 1st, and I'll tell you more about that later. for more information, call the library at 969-3006. This exhibit is made possible by the NC Contemporary Art Museum. At NC Crafts Gallery, 212 West Main Street, nccraftsgallery.com, photographic art by Kathleen Hunter of Chapel Hill. Kathleen is an all-natural light on-location photographer whose style is natural, spontaneous, and casual. They're having a reception tonight, and I think she'll probably be there. At Nested, 118 East Main Street, nestedhome.com, drawings by Carolyn Butler. Selections from a drawing series created in response to the gentrification of College Hill in Providence, Rhode Island. Carolyn Butler received her BFA in textile design from the Rhode Island School of Design. She lives in Chapel Hill and teaches middle and upper school art at Trinity School. This exhibit is on display through March. At Open Eye, 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com. Tonight at 8 is Julia Rose. And tomorrow night at 8 is Greg Coons. And the back patio is now open, so go by and check it out. The Open Eye Cafe and Coffee Company present the Learning Series Coffee Classes and more every third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. And go to openeyecafe.com and click on the link. Scott's asking people to sign up for those, but it's free and it's, pretty cool thing. And the art there this month is photographer Aram Harajan. Sorry about that, Aram. at Weaver Street Realty, 116 East Main Street, Carrboro, weaverstreetrealty.com. I don't know why I said Carrboro. Is Inspirations. Hannah Barnum and Jenna Earle are inspired by local flora, farms, and fauna. We'll share an eclectic blend of gorgeous ceramics, jewelry, gecko print cards, hand-dyed scarves, as well as luxurious goat's milk soaps and body treats made with local ingredients.
All right.
At Woutini at Carmel, 200 North Greensboro Street, woutini.com, Matt Duquette is a transplanted artist with a wide range of styles and skills. He comes from Buffalo, New York. His latest collection, Transitions, invites appreciators to wander through his mind as he switches paths in life. This grouping contains new and old original work that spans 5 years and covers feelings of despair, overwhelming joy, punk rock, humorous robots, and abstract organic designs. And that reception, I believe, starts late, like 7 or 8. I'm not sure, but anyway, it's happening tonight. The community dinner is Sunday, March 1st at 1 p.m. This year featuring Joy Williams, African Dancers, East Bale, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, Latino, the Latino Dance Club at East Chapel Hill High, Prince Maya and the Girl Toys, an Eat Local Theater performance, and the Cedar Ridge High School Choir. For more info and ticket prices and stuff like that, go to communitydinner.org.
And March 1st is only 2 weeks from Sunday.
Yeah, right? I know.
It's incredible.
We just had somebody drop out, and I was like, well, you know, we've got 2 months. And Neris is like, Jackie, we've got 2 weeks. Okay, I'll get with it. The Community Church of Chapel Hill at 106 Purifoy Road features the work of Carrboro artists Clay Carmichael and Mike Roig through February 28th. Carrboro Arts Committee Call to Artists. Move your art from your home studio to a gallery space. All artists, local or not, are encouraged to apply. The town of Carrboro invites artists to submit original artwork for exhibition at Carrboro Town Hall in the Century Center. Exhibit space is open to artists with original works in all fine arts categories, including painting, pastel, collage, mixed media, drawing, and photography. Exhibiting artists will have the opportunity to participate in the Second Friday Art Walk. And the Carrboro Arts Committee needs members. If you're interested, go to townofcarrboro.org and click on local government, maybe? Something like that. Maybe just plain old government. I can't remember. And then it's the advisory board application.
The advisory board's right.
Is what you have to fill out. Carrboro Rec and Parks is seeking vendors for the second annual Arts and Crafts Fair to be held March 21st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, call 918-7384. And Friday tonight, 8:15 p.m., because we're still here and moving, an opening reception at the Elizabeth Price Keenan Center for the Dramatic Arts. That's next to the Paul Green Theater on Country Club Road on the UNC campus. Black history happened here, and it wasn't just a month. Join Hidden Voices, local residents, artists, and performers as they bring to life the 140 years of history, stories, maps, images, and music from our own historically African-American communities in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. From Tin Top to Windy Hill to Potter's Field, from the Lincoln High Band to the Starlight Motel to the Orange County Training School, from slavery to sit-ins to urban renewal, it may be a world you never knew existed. For more info, go to hiddenvoices.org. And the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival is looking for 400 volunteers to make Full Frame 09 another success. The festival is April 2nd through 5th in downtown Durham. We're looking for talented, enthusiastic film lovers that wish to be uckers and ushers, ticket takers, assist with registration, photograph, host, and more. It is a rewarding experience in many ways. Work 3-4 hour shifts, and you get to see as many films as you would like during the festival. network, make friends, and be a vital part of this wonderful festival and community. Yay, Zach's here. Welcome, Zach. I'm still reading off the calendar, so.
Oh, awesome. I love calendars.
I know you do. That's why I told you.
Oh, does it have numbers and days on it?
Yeah, cool. Sorta.
But they keep moving around.
Yeah. Okay.
Tricky calendars.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's see. What's that? That's February 20th. Okay, I've got time. Okay, so, Zach, yay. Tell us.
Oh, I hope my delay in getting here is because all of the people that are going to the comedy festival tonight
are rushing over there at this
parking and traffic
moment.
At the.
Did you
the
drive your car over here?
I literally drove my. I almost drove into the radio station, which I shut
we
off.
Never
I shut off
noticed.
My light. It was like a comedy drive-by. You just experienced a comedy drive-by, and Jackie just spit up her coffee. For those of you listening at home.
Thanks for giving him a visual of that.
No problem. I'm not wearing pants.
Oh, wow. I just noticed that. Here, use this sheet of paper and cover yourself. Okay. No, tell us about what's going on over there,
really,
man.
It's really exciting. We've gotten coverage everywhere, and I'm so excited to come on a WCOM and talk about it. We have the comedy festival started last night at the DSI Comedy Theater behind Elmo's Diner and Carmel Mall. And we have stand-up comics this weekend from all over the country. Last night we had shows at 7 and 9. Tonight we have shows at 7, 9, and 11 o'clock. We have groups from, or stand-up comedians from New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, every little city in between, Minneapolis, Austin, Texas. It's going to be a really great time. It's only bites.
That's right.
I don't know, for those of you who are worried about the radio and what the radio business is like.
Okay, now let me pull this up again here. That it is gut-busting...
So you took a description that someone else wrote. Knee-slapping, gut-busting, side-splitting, and how many other adjectives can we apply to comedy
that
don't necessarily describe what actually happens? Really,
500 comedians, though? Are you like...
You don't want to know what's funny? I had a phone call today, and a woman who I won't name, named Brenda from Burlington, she...
wanted to know if they were all going to be here tonight, right?
She said, so how many comedians is it? And I said, 500. She's like, wow, that's a lot. How long's the show going to be? And I said,
2 hours.
Brenda, yeah, everyone gets 15 seconds. That's that's your time. Actually, the math on that I don't think works out.
No.
Yeah, but we have 500 comedians over the course of the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We're doing shows at DSI Comedy Theater, at the Arts Center, the Cat's Cradle, and on campus at UNC Chapel Hill. So we have a lot of shows
That's
happening.
Fantastic.
Yeah, 8 days, and these 500 comedians are coming in and sort of taking this opportunity to come to North Carolina, of all places, to showcase
and attack the town.
Take workshops and attack the town in the funniest way possible.
Uh-huh.
Imagine if zombies told jokes. If zombies didn't eat brains, but they actually told jokes.
Dear.
If they cornered you in a house that you
or
boarded.
If they ate brains and told jokes, that would be even funnier.
Yum, brains.
They'd be like dripping out of their mouth as they were.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that visual.
I'm staying home.
I'm trying to keep up here, Zach.
But that's what's going on. And this is the first year that we've sort of rebranded and made it the North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival to celebrate improv and stand-up comedy and celebrate North Carolina a little bit, too.
That's great. Nice job with the new branding. Mm-hmm. This is the ninth year, right?
This is the ninth year. We started in 2001.
That's a long time.
That is a long time. When it was 2001, I was just 2 years out of college. So for those of you who can do math, I'm 31 and single.
But he laughs too much,
yeah,
girls.
I laugh too much, and I can't cook.
He's a troubled young man.
Yeah. So I've just been working and building this comedy festival up. The first festival we had 40 people involved, and now we have 500 comedians.
That is amazing.
Whole bunch of places to see comedy.
Now, does anybody come in and take films of this, videos of these?
Yeah, we're actually partnered with a company called Rooftop Comedy, and they have a website people can check out, rooftopcomedy.com. And clips from all the stand-up comedy that's happening this weekend will be online soon.
Oh, sweet.
That
and actually
great.
Something that's really exciting is that Rooftop Comedy, which is a company that's based in San Francisco, has 20 partner clubs in the entire world. And DSI Comedy Theater in Carrboro is one of them.
Wow.
So
that
they
is great.
Have come and installed a camera in the theater and are taping our stand-up shows and some of our improv shows for broadcast online.
That's so cool.
That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's really exciting.
Wow, I didn't really know you knew what you were doing so much there, Zach.
I'm a really smart single 31.
And so modest.
So Valentine's
as well.
Day is tomorrow, huh?
So are come you getting to, come roses to see, from anyone?
Come to see a show, bring a date, or date a comic. It's your choice.
You're getting a preview of what you'd be walking
exactly.
into.
Exactly. So, Mom, Dad, I'd like you to meet Zach. Whackity-doo.
Okay, so now...
Is your radio show normally this loud? I don't know.
It's usually louder, but that's okay.
We're laughing.
Zach.
Okay, great.
Are you...
We're laughing,
we're laughing
on
more
the in,
than we do
on the outside. We usually laugh on the inside.
But if people want to find out about the shows, the festival shows, they can go online, and we have actually video clips and pictures and things online, and that's at nccomedyarts.com. So
nccomedyarts.com.
Yeah, our theater website is different, but the festival has its own website because
there's just
so much going on, workshops and. Shows and panel discussions and stuff, so it's a really great time.
Now, are there will these events be occurring at the same time? Like, will you be doing a thing at DSI while there's something going on campus, or are they all...
This weekend, so tonight, tomorrow, Valentine's Day, and then on Sunday, all the events are happening at the DSI Comedy Theater, so it's all pretty self-contained this first week.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, starting on February 18th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and... strike that, reverse it. Starting on Wednesday and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 18th through the 21st, we're at DSI, the Art Center, and the Cat's Cradle, and on campus at UNC Chapel Hill concurrently. So at sometimes there will be four shows running at the same time. Yeah.
Wow.
That's some kind of organizational skill.
Boy, no kidding. That must be a nightmare.
Can I give a what up to my Mac? I got a MacBook Pro. It's on the outs. If anybody has an in, I'd love a discount on a new MacBook Pro.
Might as well ask. Otherwise, you don't get anything.
Might as well.
Zach at DSIComedy.com.
He will take donations, too, so he's got no pride.
But the donations don't have to be money. They could be like a, you know,
chai
like
a
latte.
Computer.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thanks. We
and
have
for
a show.
Not coming through the window.
Well, I did not come through the window, but we have a show at 7 o'clock, so if anybody wants to skip over to DSI, I'm actually here, and now I'm going to go get ready to host a show.
Sweet.
All right,
thanks
bye.
For coming.
Thanks so much.
And everybody, have a great weekend, and if you have anything that you want announced on here, just email Jackie at Carrboro.com, and we will see you later.
Until next week.
Carrboro's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carrboro. Free copies are available at local businesses and locations throughout town.
From Chicle, the Chapel Hill Institute for Cultural and Language Education. Twice a month on Sundays at 5, Chicle has events that are free to everyone. We also teach Spanish, French, and many other languages to translations and provide interpreters. Our website is chi-cle.com. 933-0398. Hablamos Español. And listen to WCOM.
Listening to 103.5 FM WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Están escuchando 103.5 FM WCOM LP Chapel Hill y Carrboro.